الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. رمضان كريم. And oh my goodness, I say this every day, but as every day goes, you sort of think this month of Rahmah is going to end so quickly. We're nearly one third of the way there. I mean, it's difficult to even think about that. And Laylatul Qadr, just around the corner. Got to start preparing for that. But let's go further. First thing we're going to look at is what we're going to focus on today, which is Juz 9. That's going to be our focus, the ninth Juz. And that basically goes in from the 88th ayah of Suratul A'raf to the 40th ayah of Suratul Anfal. So we're going to start first with our recitation of the Quran. So if you can recite with me, let's recite the first ruku of that Juz. Can you do that with me? Let's go. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قال الملأ الذين استكبروا من قومه لنخرجنك يا شعيب والذين آمنوا معك من قريتنا أو لتعودن في ملتنا قال أولو كنا كارهين قد اقترينا قد افترينا على الله كذبا إن عدنا في ملتكم بعد إذ نجانا الله منها وما يكون لنا أن نعود فيها إلا أن يشاء الله ربنا وسع ربنا كل شيء علما على الله توكلنا ربنا افتح بيننا وبين قومنا بالحق وأنت خير الفاتحين وقال الملأ الذين كفروا من قومه لئن اتبعتم شعيبا إنكم إذا لخاسرون فأخذتهم الرجفة فأصبحوا في دارهم جاثمين الذين كذبوا شعيبا كأن لم يغنوا فيها الذين كذبوا شعيبا كانوا هم الخاسرين فتولى عنهم وقال يا قومي لقد أبلغتكم رسالات ربي ونصحت لكم فكيف آسى على قوم كافرين صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق الرسول الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين. So we're going to recite the three du'as, but before that, do you remember the six things we're going to ask for? Do you remember them? One, that we're able to fast. Two, that we're able to recite his book. Three, that our tawbah is accepted, our istighfar is accepted. Four, that he never closes the doors of Jannah. Five, that he never opens the doors of Jahannam for him. And six, that he never frees Shaitan. So now let's read the three small du'as. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Ya Aliyu, Ya Azeem, Ya Ghafuru, Ya Rahim, Anta Rabbul Azeem, Alladhi Laysa Kamithlihi Shay', Wa Huwa As-Sami'ul Basir. وهذا شهر عظمته وكرمته وشرفته وفضلته على الشهور وهو الشهر الذي فرضت صيامه عليه وهو شهر رمضان الذي أنزلت فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان وجعلت فيه ليلة القدر وجعلتها خيرا من ألف شهر فيا ذا المن ولا يمن عليك من علي بفكاك رقبتي من النار في من تمن علي وادخلني الجنة برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم أدخل على أهل القبور السرور اللهم أغني كل فقير اللهم أشبع كل جائع اللهم اكسو كل عريان اللهم اكذي دين كل مدين اللهم فرج عن كل مكروب، اللهم رد كل غريب، اللهم فك كل أسير، اللهم أصلح كل فاسد من أمور المسلمين، اللهم اشف كل مريض، اللهم سد فقرنا بغناك، اللهم غير سوء حالنا بحسن حالك، اللهم اقض عنا الدين وأغننا من الفقر، إنك على كل شيء قدير. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم رب شهر رمضان الذي أنزلت فيه القرآن وافترضت على عبادك فيه الصيام، صل على محمد وآل محمد، وارزقني حج بيتك الحرام في عام هذا وفي كل عام، واغفر لي تلك الذنوب العظام فإنه لا يغفرها غيرك يا رحمن يا علام. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. We'll now look at an extract from Dua Abu Hamza Thimali. I've mentioned to you that's a dua to be read at Sehri time, but you can read it any time. It's a beautiful dua taught by Imam Zainul Abideen to his companion Abu Hamza Thimali. So now let's see an extract from here. Let's see what Imam teaches us to say. It says, Allahumma, O Allah, inni ajidu, I find, indeed I find, subul al-matalibi ilayka, I find, subul is sabil, sabil is a road, subul is plural of that. I find the roads of matalib, of that which I ask for, my wishes, ilayka, towards you, mushra, I find them wide open. Wa manahil ar-raja, nahal, you know that's a river. And the rivers of hope, ladayka, towards you, mutra'a, they're just running, they're, you know, they're flowing. That's what we're telling you. So we need to ask Allah and tell Him that if the roads of His wishes, of wishes to Him, are wide open and the hopes are ongoing, as in they're wide and running, right now we need to stop and ask Him for what we want. So close your eyes for a minute and ask. Remember, pray for those, for the marhumin. Pray for those who are ill and pray for those who are in trouble, and then ask for yourself. Okay, we're now going to look at an extract from the sermon of the Prophet. Now let's see what the Prophet said in his sermon. He said, وَمَنْ تَطَوَّعَ فِيهِ بِالصَّلَاةِ, whoever completes a salah in this month, mustahab salah, because wajib is like food, you have to eat it, it's part of you. This is extra. كَتَبَ اللَّهُ, Allah will write لَهُ بَرَاءَةً مِنَ النَّارِ, He'll write a certificate of freedom from the fire. Isn't that awesome? We should start praying our nafila, right? So nafila is an extra to what we pray for our wajibat. وَمَنْ عَدَّ فِيهِ فَرَضًا, and if somebody performs a wajib salah, كَهَنَ لَهُ ثَوَابًا مَنْ عَدَّ سَبْعِينَ فَرِيدَةً فِيمَا سِوَاهُ مِنَ الشُّهُورِ, it is like he has prayed 70 prayers in other months. So can you imagine, one wajib salah in this month is like 17 other months. We have to pray on time. It's really, really important. وَمَنْ أَكْثَرَ فِيهِ مِنَ الصَّلَاةِ عَلَيَّ, and whoever prays a lot in this month, ثَكَّلَ اللَّهُ مِيزَانَهُ يَوْمَ تَقِفُّ الْمَوَازِينَ, Allah will have his load lightened on the day of accounts. So can you imagine if there's loads of sins on our scales, he will take them off because we prayed a lot. So it's not rocket science to try and pray as much as possible. You know, if you don't pray nafila, then at least start by after Isha, sitting down and praying two rakats of nafila. Just normal, just sit down and pray two rakats. If you can't wake up early enough for tahajjud, but you should wake up for sehri, straight after sehri, pray tahajjud, even if it's one rakat, salatul ayat, we'll talk about it as we go along. But even that, try. Can you imagine? Sins are taken off our weight. It's amazing. But for our topic, which is juz of the day. So we have 114 surah in 30 ajza. Remember, I told you 6,236 ayat, that's how the Quran was revealed. And when the Prophet compiled it, he compiled it into 114 chapters or 114 surah. One surah, 114 surah. And today we're going to focus on Juz 9, which is from Surah Al-A'raf to Surah Al-Anfal. And when we journal the Quran, it's to be able to personalize it, to inspire ourselves to connect to it. So really it's important that we are able to personalize our own Qurans. I know when I found my grandfather's Quran, oh, many, many, many years ago. And my grandfather had written in the sides, you know, I'll show you what I mean by that. So he had written all down here and all up there. He hadn't quite journaled it like ours, but he'd written all at the side in Gujarati. And I remember the joy with which I read his notes. They were amazing. And so it's really important we do that. So what are we going to do before we start? Definitely wudu. Try as much as possible to recite in Arabic. A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. Seek the protection of shaitan. Always start with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Say La ilaha illallah, which is the ultimate declaration of independence. And then the dua of the Prophet. Walzam kalbi hifza kitabika kama allamtani. Make me commit my heart to your book as you have taught me. In other words, make me fall in love with this book. You know, you got to imagine all these little hearts. Somebody asks you, who's your Valentine? The Quran. And if they ask you, who do you love the most? Oh my goodness, tell them 99 names. Tell them this book. That's what you love. It is an amazing book. Right, so we're going to start. Like I said, Juz 9. This is our shelf. You've got Suratul A'raf, and you can see it's yellow, so it's Makki. You've got Anfal, which is Madani. And you've got two knickknacks. You've got 833, which is my most favorite ayah of the Quran. And then you've got 180. So you know 833 might be something to do with du'as, because there's raised hands. And 180 might be something to do with Asma'ul Husna, because that's the Asma'ul Husna Tasbih. It's got 99 names, and we've divided it into different colors. Inshallah, one day we will do those names as well. But to start off with, we're going to start with Suratul A'raf. And I mentioned that Suratul A'raf was in essence, if you're going to put it in one line, it is about those who rejected divine guidance. I mean, they got guidance from Allah, they got the prophets, they got the book. We have the book, we have the Masumin in front of us, and yet we don't listen. So can you imagine, these were people who rejected. It talks about A'raf, and yesterday we talked about it, the heights between Jannah and Jahannam. And it also, there's a focus on Prophet Musa, whom we will look at now. So let's look at the first ayat that we're going to highlight, or we're gonna journal. So we're gonna look at ayah 107 and 108. And this is talking about Prophet Musa. All of you know the story, but I'm just gonna sit back and relax, and I'm gonna tell you the story. So Allah tells Prophet Musa, you've got to go to Fir'aun. You've got to tell him. He can't be the way he is. So he says, well, I need some help. So he says, well, take your brother with you. Can I have my brother? He said, and Allah says, yes. This is Surah Taha. So they both go to Fir'aun. Now they go to Fir'aun, and Fir'aun looks at them and he says, you have the audacity to come here? I raised you in my house and you ran away. And he said, well, I was scared of you because this man, you know, your people, one of your soldiers was fighting with one of the Bani Israel, and he was nearly going to kill him, and I tried to break up the fight and he fell back and he died. So I was scared, and that's why I went. And he said, who is your Rabb, Ya Musa? And this is in Surah Taha. And he said, my Rabb is the one who created everything, and then he guided him. He said, I am the Rabb. That's what Fir'aun said. He said, I am the Lord. And he just wouldn't understand. And Prophet Musa said, well, what if I show you some clear signs? And he said, well, go ahead. So he said, this is what Allah gave him. فَأَلْكَهَ أَسَاهُ. He threw his staff, his rod, you know, like the cane that you hold on to. فَإِذَا هِيَ ثُعْبَانٌ مُبِينٌ. And it became a ثُعْبَان, a snake, a very clear snake. Now in the Quran, there are three words for snake. Let's have a look at them. Can you see that? I put a snake there. So if there's ثُعْبَان, ثُعْبَان means huge or large. Then there's حَيَّ. حَيَّ means a snake with fangs, which you saw in the picture that we just went. And we find that in Surah Taha 20:20, you will find Allah calls it Hayya. The other word that's used for a snake is Jan. And we find that in Surah number 27, Ayah 10. Okay? You know which surah that is? Surah An-Naml, Ayah 10. And that shows the agility or the fastness of the snake. So that tells us that Prophet Musa's snake, the one that the rod became a snake, or the staff became a snake, was huge, it had fangs, and it was really fast. So فالكاسه فاذا هي ثعبان مبين. Now let's see how I've highlighted. If you see that right here, can you see that? So ayah 107 فالكه, you can highlight it in whatever color you write, and I've put ثعبان. So I know there are three words for a snake in the Arabic language, or in the Quran basically. What's the second miracle? Let's have a look. ونزع يده, so his hands, he put it under his armpit like that and he took it out. That's one of the miracles Allah gave him. And it was so white. وَنَزَعَ يَدَهُ فَإِذَا هِيَ بَيْضَاءُ لِلنَّاظِرِينَ. It was like shining white. And whoever saw it was just, they couldn't take their eyes off it. Now let me see how I've highlighted. Can you see that? I've drawn a hand over there. Can you see the hand I've drawn there? And I've highlighted the ayah. So these are the two miracles that were given to Prophet Musa. Can you see that? And even when Fir'aun saw these two miracles, he was petrified. But he said, these are magicians. So you know what he did? He told his advisors, find me all the magicians in the land, the most cleverest of magicians in the land. Find them and bring them here. And I want them to be able to beat these two, that is Musa and Harun. So they found, they went all over the world, which they knew at that time, and they found the magicians that were the most cleverest of magicians. And he tells the magicians, if you two are able to beat Musa and Harun, then I will give you whatever you want. So you can see what happened. And if you look at the bottom of this, there's a story where they all meet. There's a big, like a big seminar, and they said, Musa, do you want us to throw our staffs down, or do you want you to do it first? And Musa said, you do it first. So they threw their staffs in their hands. Now, they were able to mesmerize the people, and suddenly the people saw that these staffs were moving. And Prophet Musa was a little bit taken back. But Allah says, we told Musa, can you see that? He says here, and we revealed to Musa and we said, look, you throw your staff. And when Musa threw his staff, it became the snake that ate up all the other rods. Now the magicians knew this was definitely not magic. This was not magic at all. So you know what they did? They just went into sajda. وَأُلْقِيَ السَّحَرَةُ سَاجِدِينَ. This is ayah 120. They just went into sajda. They knew this cannot be magic. قَالُوا, they said, آمَنَّا بِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. We believe in the Rabb of the worlds, رَبِّ مُوسَى وَحَارُونَ, the Rabb of Musa and Harun. Now let me see how I've done it. Can you see it there? I've put a sajda there. I've written magicians. And I've put their dua, آمَنَّا بِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ, رَبِّ مُوسَى وَحَارُونَ. So you never forget. Now the ayah before that said that they were beaten, and they were sagarin, they were humiliated. That's Fir'aun's people. Fir'aun didn't know what to do. He was petrified. Oh my goodness, he thought, my plan is not working. They're not magicians. There's definitely something to them. Now we will continue this story when we do Surah Taha, and you will see how that works. But right now, this is how much you should know, that there was a snake and the hand, and when the magicians saw the snake of Prophet Musa, they just went into sajda. Okay? All right, so the next ayah we're going to do is 7142. So I'm going to find it in my Quran. You can find it. Okay. So let's see what that says. On your picture, on your slide, it says 30 plus 10 is 40. Now, normally, this is also recited in the namaz, in the salah that we recite in the month of Dhul-Hijjah. In the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah, we recite a salah and this ayah. Let's see what this ayah says. It says, وَوَعَدْنَا مُوسَى ثَلَاثِينَ لَيْلَةً. We're still talking about Prophet Musa. So Allah says, we took a promise, or we appointed with Musa 30 days. وَأَتْمَمْنَاهَا بِأَشْرٍ. And then we added 10 more. فَتَمَّ مِيكَاتُ رَبِّهِ. So we completed his time with his Rabb. أَرْبَعِينَ لَيْلَةً. 40 nights. That's why 30 plus 10 is 40. And I'm sure you all know your math, right? So I've put it there. There's a mountain. He went up that mountain with 70 of the Bani Israel. Okay, I've written there. He went on the first of Dhul-Qa'dah rather. And from the first of Dhul-Qa'dah to the 10th of Dhul-Hijjah is known as Arba'een Kalimiyah. the 40 days in which Musa talked to Allah. So can you remember that? So you will write, first of Dhul-Qa'dah till the 10th of Dhul-Hijjah is known as Arba'een Qalamiyah. I've also written there Dhul-Hijjah Salah, that's what we recited in. And I've also written 30 plus 10 is 40. I've circled Thalatheen, which is 30. I've circled Ashra, which is 10, and Arba'een, which is 40. Okay. So you can remember that. Every time Dhul-Qa'dah comes, go back to this Salah, go back to this Ayah, and remember what happened. And remember Arba'een Qalamiyah. Can you remember that? Okay. Let's go to the next Ayah. Oh my goodness, love this Ayah. This is 7204. That is Surah Al-A'raf, Ayah 204. So if you can turn it, turn your Qurans to it, you'll be able to see it. See what Allah says, okay? He says, وَإِذَا قُرِئَ الْقُرْآنِ, when the Quran is recited, فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَهُ, سَمِعَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِدَهُ, we say, right? Same word. سَمِعَ, listen to it. وَأَنْسِتُوا, and be really quiet. لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ, so that you may be shown mercy. Now here it is. I've highlighted it in my Quran. Can you see that? And I've put here, show respect to the Quran. Salah is Quran. In namaz you recite Quran. So if Salatul Jama'ah is recited, inshallah we'll all get back to our centers. We have to be quiet. We don't have to be told. It is Quran being recited. It is a methodology of giving respect. You know, many times in Ramadan, I hear people put the Quran on in the cars, they put Quran on at home, and then they're still talking and getting on with their work. No, you have to listen. It's so important. It's from Allah. You've got to pay attention to it. You've got to respect it. And even in Salah, when somebody's praying, immediately you've got to go quiet, because of the Ayah 204 of Surah Al-A'raf. Really got to listen to it. Now I'm going to carry on a bit down here, because when he says respect the Quran, he also says remember your Rabb. So inside of yourself, remember your Rabb quietly and loudly if you want. Remember him in the morning and evening, so you never become somebody who's moved away from Allah. And he also says, do sajda. Can you see that? وَيُسَبِّهُونَ لَهُ وَيَسْجُدُونَ. If you don't want to be arrogant, then make sure that you pray namaz. So if you want the remedy or the medicine for arrogance, it's namaz. If you want the remedy for being moving away from Allah through entertainment, then it is remembering Allah all the time. And remembering Allah is literally reciting the Quran. So that is Surah Al-A'raf. Now we're going to move to Surah Al-Anfal. And you can see that I've printed it out from the website, I've cut it out, and I've stuck it in. So let's go to Surah Al-Anfal. And literally, somebody were to ask you, what is Surah Al-Anfal about? Besides it being the post-battle commentary of Surah Al-Badr, it really tells you the characteristics of those who believe, like those who really believe. It gives you their characteristics, who they are, what they are, everything about them. And inshallah we'll talk about them some other time, and you can recite it. In, if you look at the building, we've mentioned it in the second section. But today we're going to highlight the first ayah, because we've got to understand what anfal means. So if you look here, look at my Quran, I've highlighted yas'alunaka anil anfal. Can you see that? Anfal. And I've written here, anfal, come, and I'll take this out so you can see it. So anfal comes from nafa or nafila, which means an extra or a bonus. So Allah says in this ayah, they ask you about the windfalls. What is windfalls? That's the spoils of war. You know, when the wars were fought, they were not fought to get anything. They were fought because of justice, for self-defense. So anything they got back was extra. And Allah says here, يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْأَنْفَالِ, they ask you about it. قُلِ الْأَنْفَالُ لِلَّهِ وَلِرَسُولِهِ. This is for Allah and the Messenger. In other words, it's up to the Messenger to be able to distribute it. See, in the past, what they used to do was, they would say, finders, keepers. Whoever found the most would take it. The second thing they would do is, if they thought that they had a horse and they were better soldiers, they wanted more. And Allah is saying, this is not fighting for gains. This is fighting for a just cause. And the Prophet would divide it without discrimination. And this is a Madani surah. They didn't like immigrants. They didn't like the people from Makkah. So they didn't want to give them much as well. But here it says, it is the Prophet who will divide it and he will do it justly. But you need to remember what anfal is. Anfal is extra. From nafila, which we said, extra salah that we would pray. And that was anfal. Right, let's look at the next ayah we're going to highlight. And that's 8:24. Okay. So let's see if you can go there. 8:24. What does it say? It's such an amazing ayah. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu. O you who believe. Istajibu lillahi wa lirrasuli. Respond. Answer. The call of Allah through His Messenger. We can't answer Allah's. You can't talk to Him like that. But you can answer the call of the Messenger. Idha da'akum. When He calls you. When He tells you what to do. Why? Lima yuhyikum. So that you can live. You can get enlivened. Your heart will wake up. You will be somebody who will do good. Because you can see in the picture. You will have this golden heart that will shine. How, what does it mean by answering the Prophet? It means being able to serve human beings and to obey Allah. That's what the Prophet told us. Now remember, I told you this was about post-battle commentary of Badr. They thought when the Prophet was telling them, let's go to Badr and be able to defend ourselves, they thought the Prophet was saying, we're going to go to battle and die. No, he's saying, that's not what I'm saying. Whatever I tell you is there so you're able to live a good life. And then he says, وَأَلَمُ نَوْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَحُولُ بَيْنَ الْمَرْءِ وَقَلْبِ. Allah comes in between a person and his heart. What does that mean? That means when we start thinking about Allah, when we start every time making sure everything we do is connected to Allah, He enlivens our heart. وَإِنَّهُ إِلَيْهِ تُحْشَرُونَ. And to Him we will come back. So I'll show you how I've highlighted it. There you go. I've written on a little post-it note, that which will give you life. I've put it in green, and I've put up here to istajibu, to answer Allah through His Messenger, and then I've put the qalb in red, because I know He's going to enliven my heart. You know, Ramadan is known as the spring of hearts, because it brings everything good out. And that's basically what this ayah is about. So, inshallah, you will highlight these ayat in your Quran, but I'd like to end with one ayah, okay? And I'd like you to look at it. It's my favorite ayah. Oh my goodness, I say that by every ayah, but this one I absolutely love. So if you turn to this page and you go to 8:33, I just need to talk to you about it. So please highlight it. وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ. He says, and Allah was not going to. لِيُعَذِّبَهُمْ. He would never punish them. وَأَنْتَ him. If you, O Muhammad, are amongst them, Allah will never punish them. Can you imagine? And you know, we said, Awwaluna Muhammad, wa akharuna Muhammad, wa awsatuna Muhammad. The first is Muhammad, the last is Muhammad, and the middle is Muhammad, wa kulluna Muhammad. All of them are Muhammad. If we attach ourselves to Imam Zaman, ajjalallahu faraja. Oh my goodness, Allah will never punish us. That's one thing. What's the second thing? وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ. Can you see this? وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ مُعَذِّبِهِمْ. And Allah will not punish those. وَهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. He will not punish those who do istighfar. So I would write here, Prophet. I'd actually put M14 here because they're all Muhammad. And I would put here istighfar. And I would never ever forget that. So I know, and it's not rocket science to say, at 8:33, remember that number? 0833. Can you remember 8:33? Tells you, if you do istighfar, He cannot. He says that in the Quran, He will not punish you. Not at all. So please don't forget that. Okay, so we'll end today with Surah Al-Fatiha, with the dua for protection and the ziyarah of Aba Abdullah. And please remember, if nothing else, remember 8:33, okay? بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. صدق الله العظيم. Close your eyes, ask Allah to give the thawab to all the marhumin, especially those of your family. Pray for those who are ill and those who are in trouble. لي خمسة عطفي بها هر الوباء الحاتمة المصطفى والمرتضى وأبناهما والفاطمة. السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله وعلى الأرواح التي حلت بفنائك. عليك مني سلام الله أبدا ما بقيت وبقي الليل والنهار، ولا جعله الله آخر العهد مني لزيارتكم. السلام على الحسين وعلى علي ابن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. في أمان الله كريم. إن شاء الله I'll see you tomorrow at the same time. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم.